Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Jennifer King with your news briefing. The Treasurer says he holds real concerns for thousands of homeowners who are set to shift from fixed to variable loans in the coming months. It follows another rate hike yesterday, with the Reserve Bank adding 25 basis points to the official cash rate, taking it to 3.35%. Jim Chalmers says it will hit Aussies' hip pockets hard.
My concern is with the substantial portion of people with a mortgage who will go from a very low fixed rate onto a higher variable rate. I think that is going to be one of the big pinch points in our economy this year.
Investigators are hoping to recover the flight recorder from the wreckage of an air tanker in the state's south. It crashed on Monday while fighting a bushfire near Hopetoun. The pilots have already been interviewed. Angus Mitchell from the Australian Transport Safety Bureau says the initial inquiry could take 2 months to complete.
What we try and do is we look very carefully at not only what occurred, but the circumstances that it occurred. So we look for contributing factors in an ATSB investigation as opposed to a single cause.
A replacement air tanker is set to arrive within days from New South Wales. Hundreds of rare orchids have been stolen from Kings Park. The Botanic Gardens and Parks Authority says the plants have been housed in the conservation garden. Anyone caught illegally taking threatened species can face fines of up to $500,000. In sport, Dockers midfielder Caleb Sarong says Nat Fyfe's decision to step down as skipper yesterday came as a shock.
It took me by surprise there yesterday. I guess since I've been at the club, Fyfe's been my captain and still view him as that. And bit of a weird one because we kind of didn't know what the meeting briefing was for.
And a blow for the Aussies on the eve of their opening test against India, with Cameron Green expected to remain on the sidelines. Teammate Steve Smith says it's unlikely the all-rounder will line up as he continues to recover from a fractured finger.